Please, Mrs. Foster, I've seen your future and you really don't want to buy this soap. Gypsy Beaumont, stop making a scene and let go. It was the second Saturday in January, but red and green streamers still hung from the rafters in Flint's Market. A little drummer boy continued to rum-pum over the loudspeakers. At the front of the store, a small table held what was left of the holiday clearance. Mesh bags of crushed chocolate Hanukkah coins, flattened marshmallow Santas, a torn package of silver confetti, a few scraggly, wilted poinsettias. Meanwhile, halfway down aisle 6, I was engaged in a tug of war with Mrs. Foster, my former Prairie Scout troop leader, and the mother of my former best friend, Shelby. As Mrs. Foster and I battled for possession of a small blue box of Sudso Heaven bath soap, Shelby pushed her mother's grocery cart down the aisle, away from us, pretending she didn't know me, just like she'd been doing for the past 4 months. What happened to the good citizenship you learned in Prairie Scouts, Gypsy? Mrs. Foster demanded. I'm trying to be a good citizen, I said, wrenching down harder on the box Mrs. Foster and I gripped between us. Mrs. Foster didn't understand, couldn't understand. She only tugged back harder. I never could get you to conform to the conduct of the Prairie Scouts, Gypsy. You were always too flighty. Yank. Tug. Too daydreamy. Jerk. Pull. Too odd. Where are your parents? Mrs. Foster pried at my clutching fingers, not letting go of the bar of soap that was, unbeknownst to her, as dangerous as an oily banana peel at the top of a staircase. Hearing Mrs. Foster's voice rise over the post-holiday rum-pum-pa-pums, I knew I was in trouble. By now, Papa would have heard the shrieking. He'd be hot-footing it to aisle 6 on the double. Mr. Flint would probably be heading our way, too. The store owner always kept a close eye on my family when we did our shopping. Things had a way of going wonky when a Beaumont was in the aisles. From exploding cash registers and power surges, to an incident involving all of the ink pens and markers in aisle 10, to an unexplained rainstorm in the bakery that destroyed a dozen birthday cakes and gully-washed 50 loaves of bread into the parking lot. Mr. Flint had already banned most of my older siblings from the store for life. It looked like I'd be next. I hadn't meant to make a scene. Seeing Shelby and her mother in the store, I'd followed them, slipping away from Papa in the produce section. When I'd left him, Papa had been scratching the old scar on his bald head as he sorted through a pile of fresh green beans, trying to pick the perfect ones for Mama. Mama could have grabbed handfuls of the very best beans without even looking. But today, Papa had volunteered to do the shopping. I'd asked to go along. Big mistake. I'd followed Shelby, spying on her from a distance. I was certain that if I looked hard enough, I might glimpse a future in which I was a super mature, card-carrying teenager in Shelby's new gaggle of gawking, squawking gal pals. No such luck. I'd seen Mrs. Foster's future instead. I could feel my glasses slipping down the short slope of my stubby nose. Not wanting to release my two-handed grip on the soap, I used my shoulder to push my glasses back in place. It was either that or close my eyes and keep them closed. Otherwise, things would only get worse. If Papa arrived in aisle 6 now, he'd know I'd been using my savvy again. I was supposed to be practicing control. I was supposed to be staying focused on the present. I was supposed to be allowing other people their privacy. But I'd never been too good at remembering my supposed tos. Gypsy. Papa appeared at one end of the aisle, just as Mr. Flint materialized at the other. Both of them were frowning. At the same moment, the music inside the market changed. The drummer boy's plodding pums faded away, replaced by a lively burst of violins and horns and sprightly tambourine, the Russian dance from the Nutcracker. Hearing the familiar melody, my mind filled with a fantasia of dancing thistle men and orchid women, lifting my spirits, compelling my feet to move. The zeal of the music and the threat of the three adults closing ranks bolstered my determination. With one great heave, I snatched the soap from Mrs. Foster's grasp at last. I lingered just long enough to plow every last bar of Suds O' Heaven off the shelf into my arms. Then I sprang merrily away.